This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, MD dictating an independent medical evaluation on a patient named Roger Shana, S-H-A-N, as in Nancy A, Shana, S-H-A-N-A. The date of the office visit was last Friday, which would be November 4. This read as follows. Roger Shana is a 46-year-old gentleman who is seen in this office for independent medical evaluation in the specialty of orthopedic surgery period. He comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed. Period. His primary complaint is low back pain. Period. He describes an injury that occurred on March 21, 2022, while he was at work in Iraq. Period. He was stationed in Iraq when a truck backed up and struck his boots, causing him to sustain a fall. Period. There was no foot pain at that time. Period. He was able to walk. Period. There was there were no paresthesias or weakness or numbness associated with the fall. Period. He states that he has had ongoing back pain since that time period. New paragraph. Extensive records have been reviewed in conjunction with this independent medical evaluation period. These records include the report of the occupational injury dated March 21, 2022 period. In addition, the medical care records from the facility in Iraq are reviewed from March 22 to March 23, 2022 period. New paragraph. Other records reviewed include medical reports from his primary care physician at Eagles Landing between March 30, 2022 and June 3, 2022 period. New paragraph. Other records include physical therapy reports from Benchmark Physical Therapy between May 26, 2022 and September 7, 2022 period. X-ray reports and a MRI report of the lumbar spine from June 28, 2022 have been reviewed, as well as a medical report from the Center for Brain and Spine dated August 4, 2022 period. New paragraph. Mr. Shana states that the physical therapy has not brought relief. Period. He has most recently gone to a pain management doctor who has recommended doing injections for his chronic low back pain. Period. The pain is over the left and right side of the lower lumbar spine. Period. He is really not complaining of hip pain. Period. A new paragraph. Note is made that the original X-rays done in Iraq of the lumbar spine were reported as normal, with no fracture, deformity, or malalignment. Period. New paragraph, the MRI study from June 28, 2022 of the lumbar spine showed minor age-related degenerative arthritis, L3 to L5, with narrowing of the neural foramen of a degenerative nature, period. There was a disc, a circumferential disc bulge at L5 S1. That is not traumatic. Correct. There is a circumferential disc bulge at L5 S1. With some narrowing of the neural foramen, period. New paragraph. Mr. Shana reports that he has had no prior back or joint complaints prior to this fall period. However, the medical record contradicts this, where his doctor at the Eagles Landing, Dr. HSU, states on March 30, 2022, that he has been having joint and muscle pains over the last year. Joint and spine problems specifically noted include the knees, shoulders, and neck, period. However, this history was denied by the patient during today's examination, period. The paraphys past medical history is significant for erectile dysfunction and general obesity, period. Perhaps social history, a previous smoker, the period. Only occasional use of alcohol, period, and perhaps medications, hydrocodone, 10 milligrams twice daily, period. The patient has discontinued a Flexeril, period. At present, this gentleman complains of occasional tingling in his feet, period. He states that he landed on his buttock area and the left side, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On examination today, this gentleman is morbidly obese, weighing approximately 275 pounds, period. His a gait is slow but normal, period. It was also noted, however, that upon exiting the office, his gait did pick up speed on the way to his car, period. new paragraph. On physical examination today, the patient states that he was unable to remove his socks, and requested that I bend over and remove the socks for him, which was done, period. new paragraph. Mr. Shana did have a negative straight leg raising test in the sitting position when distracted, but complains of back pain when performing the same test in the supine position, period. Deep reflexes of his knees are normal, and ankles are diminished but symmetric, period. Muscle strength testing of the quadriceps, hamstrings, and dorsiflexors of the feet are normal, period. On examination of the lumbar spine, he has findings of of dramatic symptom magnification on an intentional basis with complaints of back pain with mild axial compression, and as well complaints of pain with pelvis rotation period. He has a bizarre non-organic complaints of back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees while in the prone position on a non-physiologic basis period. He was also subjectively tender to a light touch over the subcutaneous tissue of the paralumbar muscles period. There was no signs of muscular atrophy period. New paragraph. Questions to resolve. Number one, current diagnosis is that this claimant is malingering. With intentional efforts to deceive this examiner, period. Number two, the claimant's current symptoms of subjective back pain are described today that is allegedly severe, but contradicted by today's physical examination, period. You have number three. This gentleman has some age-related degenerative lumbar spondylosis. That is completely unrelated to a traumatic event that he describes. Period. New paragraph number four. It is the firm and definite opinion that this gentleman's current condition is unrelated to. Working with his employer in Iraq, and this his condition has not caused or aggravated by work conditions any medical or orthopedic condition. Period. His previous work was that of a protective security specialist, period. New paragraph number five. this gentleman does have a history of prior complaints of a spine and joint pain, as described by Dr. H.S.U., period. It is again noted that the findings of Dr. Su were specifically denied when taking the history from the patient today, period. New paragraph number six, it is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman is able to return to work full duty in his pre-employment capacity without restrictions, period. New paragraph number seven, as stated above, this gentleman is able to work full duty without restrictions, period. New paragraph number eight, this gentleman has reached maximum medical improvement, period. New paragraph number nine, this gentleman is certainly capable of working in a non-combat environment at this time, period. New paragraph 11. Neck correction number 10. This gentleman's prognosis for recovery is excellent as the recovery is complete, and this gentleman is now malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain, period. New paragraph number 12. It is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman's subjective complaints of back pain are due to malingering and not due to any factors of his employment period. Number 12, as stated above, this gentleman has a diagnosis of malingering with numerous signs of malingering period. This has been detailed above in the physical examination, including bizarre complaints of low back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees while in the prone position on a completely non-physiologic and fictitious basis. Period. The other findings of malingering include factitious complaints of back pain with minor axial compression over the shoulders as well as pelvis rotation. Period. The negative straight lacing test in the sitting position but positive in the supine position is also seen with intentional symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph number 13. In summary, this is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman does not exhibit any genuine desire to obtain medical treatment for purposes of improving. Period. New paragraph number 14. It is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman is malingering for the purposes of secondary financial gain. Period. Rationale for this conclusion has been detailed above. Period. This gentleman also exhibited contradictory statements with respect to a past history of any joint or spinal complaints. Period. He was also observed to walk at a more rapid normal gait after he left the office and on the way to his car. Period. And you paragraph number 15. This gentleman has no permanent partial disability with respect to cervical spine, lumbar spine, hips, or pelvis. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, dictating. Thank you.